you ever let me walk away?
It's 7 after the hour now. Welcome to another hour of Good Day Health. In this hour, we focus on your health and wellness, courtesy of the intelligence of one Dr. E. Jackson Stockwell, known far and wide as Dr. Jack. Jack Stockwell is a doctor of chiropractic. He is a practitioner in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and I have been friends for a number of years, since my appearance that morning at the radio station in Salt Lake City that carries the program. I'll never forget that.
It was
kind of a fun experience. And I think it was, 10 years ago, maybe more?
Oh, at least 10.
11, 12 years ago?
Yes.
So now Jack has, because of his association with this program, become internationally famous as a Nooka chiropractor. And because of that, I've encouraged him and his wife, Mary, to do their podcasting. So they have a series of dozens of podcasts. Every week they do a new one. This week, it's 10 Terrible Health Food Myths. There are so many things in the wellness category, things that people think they know or don't know. So just give us one of the 10 as a teaser so that people can now say, I'm going to go to Jack's podcast. I want to hear the rest of this.
Well, just whole grain breakfast cereals. People, you know, you walk down the aisle in the supermarket and there's got to be 50, 75 different boxes of cereal.
Oh, my God, yes.
They're all bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all bad.
Sugar content,
and the fact that most of these things, even the whole grain cereals, were made in a processing plant where the interior of the whole grain has been exposed to oxygen. The bran, the oil, has been exposed. It has gone rancid. Rancid vitamin E is known to be a carcinogen. And these things are laced with sugar, otherwise you would not eat them. Ooh. I remember a nutrition class back in school at Palmer, and our nutritionist, someone was asking him the question, what was the best cereal to eat, and he said, I'll tell you what,
you walk
down the aisle, and if you do not get one that has sugar listed in all the different names that sugar is presented, do not get one that has sugar in the first four ingredients. And we found, I think it was three or four boxes of cereal. We actually called his challenge out and went and looked. There was three or four boxes that did not have sugar in the first four ingredients. And it was something like All Bran or you know, something that was,
yes,
that you would dump sugar all over it in order to eat it.
Eat it, yeah. Right, exactly. We were looking at, you know, you think granola and those sorts of things are, they're safe. But they really aren't, because they put all kinds of things in them. Again, is it just Americans? I mean, I sometimes in traveling come across some of the things that are good for you, and they just don't taste good. And in order to get Americans to eat them, they lace them with sugar or put some kind of honey or, you know, that, like Cheerios, honey-dipped Cheerios. Those are supposed to be okay because they don't have sugar on them. I suppose they're better than sugar-coated Cheerios.
Yeah, but you still got processed grains. You still have grains. You know, we weren't really designed to eat grain all that much anyway. But if you're going to do it, you've got to soak this stuff in water. You've got to rinse the water off to get the phytic acid off the surface of these grains. Phytic acid gets into your digestive system. It blocks the absorption of calcium. It blocks the absorption of magnesium. And several other problems are caused by this. So you would pour, you would soak in water, pour it off, soak it in water for several hours, pour it off, and then, you know, once it starts, the hull starts to soften, you're turning it from a grain into a vegetable. And if you just have to eat your grains, then that's the way you want to do it. Wait till the hull softens a bit, warm it up, pour your, you know, raw milk or whatever else over it you're going to put. And then that way, grain has become a vegetable. The enzymes have become active. They're no longer dormant. And it's a food that you can actually get some kind of nutrition out of.
Okay. This is the how-to when it comes to how to eat. So 10 terrible health food myths. Sign up for the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There was a story over the weekend, this past weekend, the first known case of a superbug since 2008. Oh. And one wonders whether the news media give us some instruction here. This is a bacteria in a 49-year-old Pennsylvania woman. which is not treatable, apparently, according to anything that we have around in this country that is used to fight infections. So then it's an E. coli of some sort, which is normally something that can be treated pretty well by conventional methods.
Yeah, some of these articles actually are honest enough to say that we created these things. Mm-hmm. We created these things through the use of extremely powerful antibiotics in a hospital setting. And you know, when you've got some reason, upper respiratory infection, sinus, whatever, ear stuff, and you go and you get a prescription for antibiotics, they usually say use it for 7 days, or they'll say use it for 10 days, but don't stop. Once you start using it, don't stop. Mm-hmm. Because in the first few days you kill off the weak ones. They disappear with the first or second round of antibiotics. It's the stronger ones that take the full length of the prescriptive period to try to kill them off. And then even some of them survive, actually in some cases go deeper into the tissue to defend themselves. And they breed in a deeper sense. And this is where they're the ones that reproduce. You're reproducing the strongest, the ones that were resilient to that antibiotic. And if you're on antibiotics long enough, you've got to go to a stronger one, and then eventually a stronger one, and then eventually a stronger one. And you keep sifting through the process till what you have left is the Superman bug, the super bug that they're talking about now, that no known antibiotic will even touch. Even the strong vancomycin, colistin, which is one of the most powerful they have, will not touch this bug.
So what happens? What happens to this woman?
If her immune system, itself, and remember that using antibiotics suppress your own immune response, because the antibiotics attack your own immune cells. And if her own immune cell cannot stop this thing, I don't know how long she's going to be around.
Wow. That's pretty chilling stuff.
Well, it is, especially when you're the one that they tell, hey, you know, here's what's going on, and we've tried this and this and this, and nothing seems to be working, but don't worry, we'll finally get this.
Well, but is this an example of someone who, if they had a high, most of the time you're talking about E. coli bacteria infections like E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, all being treatable or not even having an impact, if you have a really strong, good, healthy immune system? Is that not the case here?
Well, that's what you and I have talked about for a decade now.
Right.
Exactly. And then there are people who get these infections and they succumb to the infection early because they had weakened immune responses to begin with. The fact that she has gone as long as she has, I think, is a testimony to some degree as to how strong her own immune response is.
Wow.
But it's like, you know, they'll publish figures like, what, 30, 35,000 people die of the flu every year, which is nonsense. It's only about 1,200 to 1,500. It's just that some people get the flu, they get hospitalized because the flu is so bad, the flu progresses to pneumonia. And these are older people. It's the pneumonia that they succumb to. Yet the figures the CDC want to put out there is that they died of the flu, which is not true. They died from pneumonia. So these numbers are always being played with anyway.
All right. So let's talk a little about other things that are causing, the news media is trying to cause a panic, whether it's the Zika virus or measles. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Dr. Jack Stockwell here, available at 888-302-3684. If you have a question, I'll try to get to some of the questions that come in emails. But if you have a question, you want to share something you found out about your own body, your own history medically, things that doctors have told you and you don't understand, or you don't like your doctor and you like Jack's ideas, you can call and ask for his opinion, because that's what it is. It isn't going to be, I mean, it may be based on some factual information, but we don't know. We're not treating you because we can't really see you. But
no.
Sometimes if there's a question, we can come up with an answer that makes sense. Jack has a license. I don't. I'm happy to practice without a license. Jack needs a license, but it's here. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program, Good Day Health at 16 past the hour.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
and I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Doug Steffen and the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has offered to send along a cold and flu support system. You can call the office. Actually, probably easier if they'd send an email, I'm going to guess. But if you want to get Jack's note, Jack's number, it's 801-523-1890. Or you can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and get this flu support guide, how to get your body to detox and heal quickly. That information for all those of us who don't want to suffer. Yeah, this year it seems to be worse than usual. The cold and flu season extending beyond when it normally does. At this time of year, we'd normally be off the cold worries. And Meredith had a horrible cold, and her immune system was down. She was kind of out of it for close to a month. Because her immune system was just weak, and she does the best she's got. She's on to all of the things that you have, but I'm not sure she's as steady on it as she ought to be. And that's one of the other things. You need to get on this stuff.
Yeah,
steady.
Now you need to be there for a bit. Mm-hmm. But if people would rather email me, just office@jackstockwell.com. Yeah. Office, and we'll send it to you just through Gmail. It's for free, but it's what Mary and I use. And remember, you know, when you this point you just brought up about how people seem to be hanging on to this stuff longer and longer. This lady back east that got this really bad infection from this version of E. coli. Remember, there are varying degrees of this kind of infection. And so on a lower level, some people are really sick.
21 after the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply. The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
In honor of the inaugural One Health Day, November 3rd, the American Veterinary Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics issued a statement outlining areas of collaboration that protect and enhance the health of people, animals, and the environment. AVMA President Dr. Tom Meyer of Vancouver, Washington, discusses how healthy lifestyles and preventive care enhance the physical and mental health of people and pets.
Exercise is something that we all need, whether we're two-legged or whether we're four-legged. We tend to see overweight pets as well as overweight people as they come into our clinic. And if we can encourage that owner to help exercise their pet so that it can have a longer life, then perhaps our client will also exercise and we can help them with their physical well-being, which also leads to their mental well-being.
Today's One Health Minute is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org/onehealth to find out how your health is connected to animal health.
Stockwell is here at your service and on your side with lots of commentary about things that are happening, medically speaking, in the news, ideas and questions from listeners. I want to thank Dr. Lisa Thompson, who is at Good Day Show. The Twitter conversation continues at Good Day Show. Dr. Thompson, good to have you listening. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. The measles in Arizona. There is a report of a couple of people. This is when the measles, 150 people, I guess, from a couple of years ago. And now we go back for 10, 15 years. You were talking about pneumonia getting people who have flu and colds. But this is also, pneumonia is the most common cause. You know, everybody says cancer number one. And heart disease, number two. Well, really, that's not true. Pneumonia is number one, isn't it, in terms of how people die, really?
Well, the published figures for pneumonia, and then again, it all depends on who's reporting this stuff, because, you know, one person will look at somebody with pneumonia and someone else will talk about some kind of compromised aspect of their immune system, and still, when you're talking about the number of heart-related deaths, you're over 600,000. Cancer-related deaths, over 500,000. The third one now, of course, is medicine, which is about just short of 300,000. Mm-hmm. So you got over 1 million people a year just dying from those three things. But right behind it is infectious diseases, and pneumonia would fit right into that.
All right. So the measles outbreak in Arizona. News media is trying to make something out of this. What do you recommend when people see a story about measles anywhere, if there happens to be measles?
According to the CDC, the last person to die of measles was in 2003, 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, measles was everywhere when you and I were kids. And as more and more water treatment was taking place in the first half of the last century, less and less of these childhood diseases were showing up. But by the time the measles vaccine had showed up, the same thing with the other childhood diseases, by the time the vaccine showed up, even polio, these diseases were almost completely eradicated. Polio was more than 90% gone by the time Sabin's and the Salk vaccine showed up. By the time the measles vaccine showed up, and I think was in the 30s, if I remember correctly, but I could be wrong. It was almost 90% gone just because town after town, city after city started serious water treatment, getting rid of the pathogens that were coming through the water system that was infecting everybody, and improved sewer treatment to get rid of the waste as fast as possible to keep it away from the water supply. And the more we did that, the cleaner the water, the cleaner the food, the healthier the people. And so every time people start backing away from the cash flow, and vaccinations is an incredible cash cow, news like this starts showing up. At least they were honest to admit the first person in Arizona to get the measles was vaccinated for it.
All right, well, let's talk about vaccines for a minute. We have about 60 seconds here to look at this California law Governor Brown signed last week requiring everybody going to school to have vaccines, some 40 different things, taking away the freedom, the right to choose.
Yeah.
You and I have the same opinion on vaccines, but there's no way to fight this, really.
Well, just with education. Just with education and realizing, as I, on your show, debated Dr. Paul Offit at the Philadelphia Children's Hospital a number of years ago, and I confronted him, and he's Dr. Vaccine, and I confronted him on the air. I said, listen, there are no long-term studies upon which you can base your claims. And, of course, he argued with me, and he sent me one, and it was 2 weeks long, and it was one that he did. There are no long-term studies on vaccinations. You cannot prove either side of the argument because there are no long-term studies.
All right. Food for thought on Good Day. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour.
Patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Patience is a skill, and like all skills, it can be developed. Patience takes practice. And the great thing about practicing patience is that the world is your university. Every day, in every situation that doesn't go our way, we are offered opportunities to practice patience. When people treat us unfairly, when the line doesn't move as quickly as we'd like, and when traffic is moving much more slowly than we hoped, we have a chance to work on the skill of patience. The more you look for opportunities to practice patience, the more prepared you are to practice it when the moment arises. And as you know, what you practice, you master. Practice patience. Practice it frequently, daily, and be grateful for the opportunities the universe provides you to practice it, because eventually, you'll master it. For more on peace and patience, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away.
Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Okay, first time you read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitrasa. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitrasa glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds, so it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty, and the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office, and it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant, stylish. Vitrasa glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at vitrasa.com. That's V as in Victor, V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A, vitrasa.com.
Use the discount code RADIO to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
vitrasa.com.
Whether you're under the water, on top of the water, you're in the air, on the air, this is the Good Day program. Good Day Health on the air, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here in this hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a well-known NUCA chiropractor. He's a board member of the Standards and Certification Group that oversees what those chiropractors and other chiropractors are doing. I find smart health to be what Jack dispenses. You can join us either in conversation on the air at 888-302-3684 with your problem, or you can send an email along to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jack or info at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The Forbidden Doctor site is something that I noticed Dr. Jennifer Wilder, MD, like. She's tweeting. We have a live Twitter feed going on at Good Day Show. Help yourself to that. And also, hello, shout out to the people at WBZA in the Albany Schenectady area, WSDE also out in Cobleskill, listening to the Good Day program. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. The business about research and Zika. Zika getting headlines like the measles and all these other things that seem to, at first blush, be a lot of hype. And now I'm not sure what to believe about Zika. The research that's being done down in Brazil connects this stuff to Monsanto, although Monsanto, at least in this circumstance, you know that I'm no lover of Monsanto, but there seemed to be a credible reason not to think that Monsanto and their herbicide was responsible for this. But are you saying no to that, or you're saying that the original attempt to keep them out of it isn't true?
No, I'm just saying it's up in the air. There are credible researchers down there saying that before the Zika virus thing broke out into the news, one of Monsanto's products, larvicide, was being used down there as a pesticide, herbicide kind of combo. And they were having having these microcephaly problems with children in areas where there was heavy spraying of larvicide. And so some of the researchers are saying, don't be so quick here. Don't be so quick to pin this all on Zika. That may be just a distraction. There may be something else that's going on in this area. So I'm just saying I'm open to it, Doug. I'm just, you know, I'm not ready to just, you know, eliminate any other possibility other than the mosquito, the Aegyptus anopheles, that they say is the carrier of Zika. There may be something else going on.
Do we still hold with the theory that if you are wearing these little sort of bracelets that come from not DEET, because DEET apparently has some negative impact on you, but what's the stuff that's in those little candles? Begins with a C.
I know what you're talking about. Citronelle.
Right. So does that work? Just keeping these things away. But there's like talk of shutting down the Olympics because of the Zika virus.
Yeah. So that's what expands the whole conspiracy idea, you know, because Brazil's I don't think you want to get into this, but part of the BRICS nations, and the BRICS nations are at odds against the IMF, and you know, you could really go crazy with some of the stories that are being spread around.
All right, keep going, Doug. Keep it moving. the problem with ovarian cancer, growing health concern among American women. A poll that I saw over the weekend revealed that ovarian cancer is the third most feared disease behind breast cancer and heart disease for women. This year, ovarian cancer will be diagnosed in more than 25,000 women, and 14,000 will die from this disease. The focus on women over the age of 57, for whatever the reason. Most women that get ovarian cancer die within 5 years. It's hard to detect. And so I was thinking about this when I heard the protocol. And I think I started saying this on the air, and I don't know where I'm going. And you never should do cardinal rule number one of conversation on the radio is never, it's like a lawyer. Don't ask a question for which you do not know the answer. And yes. In this circumstance, I don't remember where I heard this. But there was something that came to light. And I don't know whether it was on a Facebook page that I saw, and I think I even retweeted it, a way of keeping yourself from getting cancer no matter what it is. And I'm going to do this. While you have this conversation, I'm going to my Facebook page and see if I can find what the heck it is. It's one of those things that sticks in your mind, and then you don't know, okay, where did I get this? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about, or am I just talking to myself here?
I think
I may be talking to myself.
To some degree, I guess. Underlying all these kinds of issues, cancer, or whatever else, Parkinson's, the central nervous system disorders, the cancer disorders, cardiopulmonary problems. We still have to go, and I know it sounds like a broken record, we still have to go back to the gut, because inside the gut is 85% of our immune system, our immune response. Most of our neurotransmitters in our brain are produced in the gut, transported to the brain for use in the brain. And when we have the standard American diet that is depleted in nutrition, it's depleted in the micronutrients, macronutrients that we need because we're eating out of boxes and bags and cans and in a 15-minute dinner prep, we are stunting the body's ability to deal with what it has dealt with for tens of thousands of years on this planet without this level of degenerative disease that we see. And so even cancer, cancer, they tell us, is a hesitant, sluggish immune response. The natural killer cell, it's part of the T lymphocytes, is designed to kill and destroy cancer cells. People can have a blood test, and they can see the NK, the natural killer cell, in the blood, but it's just sitting there doing nothing. And in other people that are robust and healthy and haven't had so much as a headache in the last 10 years, they find these natural killer cells very active. Then there's also the pancreatic part of this, where the pancreas is producing trypsin and chemotrypsin that we've known now for well over 100 years that, and this is what we produce in our long life energy enzymes, has a tremendous anti-cancer effect.
Turmeric.
Oh, yeah, turmeric has an anti-cancer effect. But there's a lot of different, there's a lot of herbs that have an anti-cancer effect. Turmeric, curcumin, part of what makes Indian food so tasty.
Yeah.
The curry aspect is well known. I mean, there's parts of India where they have this all day long, and yep. These people have virtually no cancer in their midst at all.
Okay, so what I'm what I was focused on was seeing something about ginger, and how having enough ginger. I think actually Bob Kay, you know, on my staff, brought this to my attention first. The fact that if you have an ample amount of ginger every day, there's study after study after study after study that suggests you will ward off any kind of cancer. You might be able, male, female, prostate cancer, breast cancer, whatever it is, supposedly getting ginger into your system every day is a way to make sure that you overcome what you might be otherwise. I mean, Americans use this nonstick cookware. It's a carcinogenic. I mean, this kind of stuff. But I'm looking at all kinds of things, artificial sweeteners, the things, the foods, the air fresheners, the things that we expose ourselves to, cleaning products, all the stuff in the modern world is supposed to make our lives better, but basically doesn't because it contains all kinds of horrible stuff. These can be countered, apparently, lung cancer, colon cancer, cancerous tumors. This ginger root thing is amazing. Do you agree? What do you know about? Okay, I'm just talking about a post that I saw, which is pretty convincing. So what do you know about ginger and cancer?
Well, ginger is a stimulant for the immune system. So is curcumin. Iodine. The iodine depletion in most of our diets is causing us to lean in those directions as well. And this is...
So are you one who, I don't remember, although I know Standard Process has an iodine that you have sent to me or that I use and you've sent to me. Iodine, kelp, that sort of thing is something that we ought to take into our system every day?
Well, we put, too much? You know, our brand new product, Ageless Thyroid. I just got an email from someone up in northern Alaska, up near Barrow. Just telling us what a difference this stuff has made for them. It's got, we made sure it has iodine in it. Mm-hmm. Mary and I sat in a conference a good 10 years ago where we heard the chief of obstetrics and gynecology at UCLA and another fellow who was the chief of obstetrics and gynecology at Drexel in Philadelphia. And both of these men were just in speaking in hushed tones because the FDA doesn't like this, that the reason we have such an explosion of cancer in this country and other diseases, cardiovascular, of course, is because we took iodine out of our white flour, took it out of our bread back in the 50s and the 60s, and by the 70s it was all gone, and all we had after that was just bromine, which is a poison, but bromine makes a heartier bread than the iodine did. And because of that, they say that we're sicker than hell right now throughout this entire country. Mm-hmm. And these are very prominent doctors, very prominent researchers. But they were very clear about the need for iodine. And then ginger. You know, there's nothing wrong with having some a couple of doses of that during the week with your food. There's nothing wrong with having some curcumin.
I wondered if they were one, not one and the same, but if they had the same effect, because I know that curcumin, turmeric, is really good. I've seen that any number of places over the years.
Well, spices, we've known for a long time that spices generate and invigorate the immune system. And this is something that precedes any laboratory research, you know, in the last couple of hundred years. We've known for centuries,
yep,
that spices invigorate the body's immune response.
The health news this week, focusing on cancer. A lot of cancer news every week, but this week we seem to be a step closer to the holy grail of a universal cancer vaccine. Again, trending on Twitter at Good Day Show, a new therapy that tricks your immune system into thinking cancer is a virus. This new therapy detects the invading virus in your body, then mounts an attack on the disease at that point. This has been tested on three patients who had melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer. In each case, a strong immune response against the cancer was seen and worked quite well. Now, these are experimental. A lot of stuff goes on that isn't, you know, our country has a big business of cancer treatment. There's a lot of money, billions and billions and billions. So there's not really a strong desire on the part of the industry itself to find a cure for cancer. But in other countries, that's not the case. And so thus, this information, hopefully helpful. An anecdotal update on something that was trending at Twitter at Good Day Show. Hope that's been announced. Women who quit smoking, women who are trying to quit, ought to stop in the second half of their monthly cycle, according to research that was out this week. Your levels of estrogen and progesterone drop when you have your period, but the brain's reward system is heightened at the same time. So that means that women are more likely to cave into temptation like smoking at that point in their cycle. Researchers hope that the new findings will lead to more targeted cessation treatments. So, can you imagine the ad for this? Women, quit smoking at this time. So there's going to be an estrogen patch on one side of your arm and a quit smoking patch on the other arm. I suppose crazier things have happened. Lots of great information. I hope you're taking it all in. This program is about information. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
An historic church in Warrenton, Virginia, is a landmark recognized by a 65-foot steeple. But 130 years of weather have not been good to that steeple, which was rotting and falling apart. The congregation raised enough money to have the steeple replaced with an exact replica made of fiberglass so it would be maintenance-free. But the city blocked the replacement, demanding the church spend over $262,000 to rebuild the steeple with specific kinds of wood. They should have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that church was none of the government's business. A town government has important duties, such as maintaining roads. But their duties do not include micromanaging people's steeples.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at americanexpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Attention listeners of this station, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited? Are you receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. Be aware that the IRS has the ability to seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your pension, Social Security check, or bank account. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call 800-245-4384 and talk with our professional team to get your free and confidential evaluation. Special programs are available to resolve your IRS debt and give you the second chance and fresh start you're entitled to and deserve. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. You need help. You need a team that's on your side. Experts who will work with the IRS to stop the threatening letters, negotiate a resolution, and make the nightmare go away. We have helped thousands. Let us help you. Call now for your free and confidential evaluation. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384.
Change of season is almost upon us, and lifestyle expert Chris Drew shares tips and tricks for looking and feeling your best.
When the seasons change, so should your skincare products. And we found the perfect moisturizer to help combat the dry skin that typically accompanies the fall season. Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer helps you get beautifully moisturized skin and right in the shower with a breakthrough formula that blends with the water on your skin to deliver hydration. You just rub it in and pat dry, no need to rinse off. This Wet Skin Moisturizer immediately absorbs to lock in moisture with no sticky residue. It also has a restoring argan oil, which is known for its healing and soothing properties. Helps skin look four times healthier in just a single application. And this one I have here with original cherry almond essence is delicately fragranced with the brand's iconic and timeless scent. You can get these at drugstores nationwide for just $6.99 each.
For more, go to Jergens.com.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here to answer your questions and to talk about some of the latest information in his podcast, which you can sign up for at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's interesting when you are, as I am, very curious about matters of the body and the brain, what you come across if you're even the slightest bit curious. There's a new research report that has led scientists to an hypothesis, Jack, that Alzheimer's may stem from leftover toxic remains from the brain's effort to fight off infection. This study could explain the origin of the brain plaque or diseased debris that then, according to the hypothesis anyway, would lead one to get things in the brain that would keep the brain from functioning. I have long thought that if I take a lot of oils, eat a lot of fish, and get fish oil in my system, plus take things like our Super Beets product, which pushes blood all through your body because of the opening up of the veins and arteries because of the nitrates in beets. That gets all of the blood to your brain, your muscles, all over your body. But according to this thing that was published in the Washington University School of Medicine Press, outside-the-box thinking suggests, with research they've done on roundworms, fruit flies, and mice, what the heck that's got to do with our brain. But anyway, it's sort of a novel study and gives you cause again to think. Because everybody's trying to take a shot at Alzheimer's. Why do we have it? So, well, your theory.
Well, it's the body's detoxification methods. the body needs to be constantly cleaning itself out all the time, all the cells, including all the cerebral cells, the cells that make up the cortex, the cells that make up the white matter, put the brain together in its operating condition. We have cerebral spinal fluid that's constantly flowing through the brain, but recent research shows that the flow of the CSF through the brain that is nourishing the brain cells can be retarded, slowed down. Research shows that blood draining through the jugular arteries, or I mean the jugular veins, excuse me, the dural venal sinuses, the system that gets all of the blood, the oxygenated blood, all of the metabolites, everything else out of the brain, can be retarded and slowed down to a significant degree that this stuff builds up inside the system. It's the same thing that takes place in other parts of the body. The body is bringing nutrition in, and it has to get the breakdown of that nutrition out as fast as it possibly can. Mm-hmm. If it's starved nutritionally, there's going to be problems. If there's the trash removal system is retarded, especially in the brain, you're going to find there's going to be a buildup of problems. That's why so many aspects of the body can be greatly advantaged by a healthy gut, by a healthy pancreas. Mm-hmm. Both of these are so very intimately involved in being able to detoxify the system. And it's a slowdown of the detoxification that causes these things.
I'm looking at something that's being researched. I think Parkinson's comes into Alzheimer's and dementia. All of those things seem to have a connection in the mitochondrial efficiency, that is the little eensy-teensy veins that bring, or arteries that bring blood around. And so this research that I'm looking at looks at, I can't even pronounce this, nicotinamide riboside. What the heck is that? Does that ring a bell with you?
How's it being used? It sounds like it may be related to vitamin B3.
Yeah. Well, isn't that all the vitamin B? You're supposed to take a lot of vitamin B.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough vitamin B or vitamin D in our system. You know, everybody takes vitamin C. Yeah, I know. I got to have that good vitamin, a good general.
But it has
vitamin
to be food based. It has to be whole food based. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not getting your vitamins from whole food sources, these synthetic fractions that we buy over the counter are just going to lead to more vitamin deficiencies. It's just crazy. That's why we're doing this show, to try to stem the tide of this craziness out there.
Right. There is a lot of crazy stuff. All right. Well, we've done a good job in this hour covering a lot of things. Thank you for your input. Following us on Twitter at Good Day Show helps to bring in questions. I had a couple that I can't get to because we got distracted by other things, as we normally do on our own personal conversation.
Sure.
TheForbiddenDoctor.com. Sign up for the podcast and look and see the products that Jack has developed with his wife, Mary. Very important. ForbiddenDoctor.com. This Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Sleep deprivation affects over 60 million Americans, and the cost in terms of our health is staggering. Chronic insomniacs may be twice as likely to have congestive heart failure and five times as likely to experience psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. What you may not realize is that sleepless nights can translate into hungrier days. One study found sleep-deprived people consuming over 500 more calories a day. Late-night snacking also increased with less sleep. Making matters worse, we crave unhealthy, high-fat, high-carb foods when exhausted, leading to poorer nutrition. It's crucial to make the link between sleepless nights and food-filled days. Only then can you address the problem and put down the donuts.